the chair.
You're tall enough.
I'm tall enough. Yeah. Well, it's great to be here tonight. Everybody that I've been talking to has said, now, how are you related? So I will tell you the story. The story is there's just one boat from Ireland during the potato famine. And it was loaded with judges. And we all ended up in Georgetown, Iowa. Yes! And so the truth is, John and Kenan and John and Marla, they're all cousins somehow. And brothers and sisters somehow. But it's great. We call them family. And people have said to me through the years, you guys are kind of clannish. And it's the truth. We kind of are. Because we're very proud of where we came from. We're very proud of those Irish roots, those farmers that have made this state what it is. So I'm here tonight not to really talk about Kenan too much, but I'm going to talk about him just a minute anyway. Because once in a while, someone steps forward that you maybe thought wouldn't or didn't need to, worked hard all of his life, and he and Kathy now have an opportunity to enjoy themselves and take things a little easier. But he has stepped forward to run for this seat because he knows how important it is that we start to make some changes and we start to look at what is important. That we want more value education in this state, that we value a good job in this state that pays people a living wage. That we take care of this mess that we have with mental health in this state, which is abominable. He's the kind of guy that can talk to people on the left, he can talk to people on the right. He can bring people together, and he can look for solutions. I'm kind of proud because he's a cousin, okay. But I'm also proud because he's the kind of guy that will make a great representative for this district. Now, the reason I'm really here tonight is to introduce to you a good friend of mine who needs no introduction. He's been here time and time again in Iowa, but in the last presidential race, we got to know him pretty well at the judge house. We shared a few Guinness at the judge house with him. We sang some songs. We had his son William at our house, and we love him pieces. But the thing about Governor O'Malley is that he is a man of his word. He is one of the straightest shooters, straight talker that I've ever met. I never get tired of having him in Iowa, and I'm so glad and pleased that he is here tonight to speak to you and to talk about Kenan a little bit. Governor O'Malley.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
Are you excited to have somebody to rally around to send to Des Moines to represent you? I'm excited to be here with all of you. It's also awesome to see Patty Judge. I mean, you talk about a straight talker and a courageous woman. Campaigns that you have run, your service to the people of Iowa, and bringing up all of these other judges and giving them a job after they got off that job. Giving them something useful and worthwhile to do. My goodness. It's awesome to see so many of you here, old friends that I met I don't know if you know this, Patty, but Dallas County was I got frequent flyer miles for all my business in Dallas County. I think we've done an event in every bar in Dallas County. So to see Lynn and Diane and Julie and Joe Hearn and so many people, I want to acknowledge that we are joined by Mayor Bill Peard of Waukee. Bill, thank you very, very much, Mayor. And Kenan, I can tell you, when the mayor's with you, that really means something.
Larry claiming that.
Yeah. So it's huge. Also, Jennifer Confirst is here with her daughter. Jennifer's running around. And let's give it up again for our chair, Bryce Smith. Bryce, thank you. So look, very briefly, my wife Katie asked me, why do you keep going out there to campaign for people you've never met before? And I said, because it makes me feel better. So last year, I was in 24 different states campaigning for really good, decent men and women who, against the dark backdrop of our national politics, have said, you know what? I'm going to step up myself, and I am going to run for office. Some of them are returning next generation veterans. Some of them are women with careers and professional people. Some of them are very young people. And some of them are of the caliber of Kenan Judge. I mean, this is a guy who went all the way up the ranks of Hy-Vee, from being out there every day in Albia as a butcher, worked his way up through the ranks, and then was in the corporate boardrooms of Hy-Vee, but never lost track of the fact that our economy is not money. It's people. It's all of our people. And just as he had the opportunity to work hard and get ahead, he believes that every kid in Iowa should have the opportunity to go to college, to work hard, to get ahead, to realize what it means to be an American, really, right? That's the great anxiety out there. You know, I've asked men and women, and by the way, we have been doing our candidates all across the country, usually about 15 points better on election day than anybody, including their own spouses, thought they were going to be doing today. So Kathy, keep that close to you. There's been, I sense, and I've asked some of you this today too, don't you sense that there's been a shift from last year in the public mood?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these candidates tell me when they talk to people, they say, I just want somebody that's going to listen to me. I'm looking for a good and decent person that I can vote for. And man, if we've learned nothing else over the course of this last year, we cannot take for granted that good and decent people choose to run for office. And when they do, we need to get behind them. All of you that have come here tonight, that have cut checks for Kenan, I can't tell you how much that means to him, especially as a candidate just starting out. You are the fuel in his tank. You are what keep him going. So look, he has an outstanding shot at winning this seat for all of you, but only if you continue to help him. He's a person who believes that we're all in this together. We need each other, and we have to help each other if we're going to succeed. And that, my friends, is why I'm so psyched to be here with all of you for the next state rep for Waukee and Dallas County, Kenan Judge.
Don't know what this means to me. Patty, thank you for all this help and support. Here's how we're going to start this off. Here's how we're going to start this off. We're going to tell you a little bit about who I am. Then I'm going to tell you a little bit about where we're going. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about who do we have to be to get there. So who I am, I was born, as Patty said, down in southern Iowa in a small farming community, an Irish farming community down in southern Iowa called Georgetown. Our family, we didn't have a ton of money, but we didn't care. We didn't know we didn't. But I'll tell you another thing. We had everything we needed. We had faith, honesty, integrity, morals, and they taught us the value of hard work. And that's all I needed, and I thank them every day, my parents every day for that. Was a place that I grew up in where everybody was good enough and nobody was too good. We were all in that thing together. So that's what we have to get back to in this state. From there, I moved to Muscatine, Iowa, where I went to work for Hy-Vee. cutting meat. And I met my lovely wife, Kathy. Kathy will tell you that you can get anything at Hy-Vee. So, and you can. So, we worked hard, raised our family, and did it the right way. Okay, she stood by my side the whole time, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't be doing this without her. Because she encouraged me, she's behind it 110%, and we're ready to go. But what Hy-Vee... What Hy-Vee taught me is the value of the customer. And you never want to lose sight of the customer. And the value of hard work, and the value of taking care of business. We had a bottom line we had to manage, and we still do. But those are values that I learned. It's values that you have to get together and work with people to get things done. Things just don't get done if you're knocking heads all the time and can't get things accomplished. So we learned that we work together no matter who got the credit. It didn't matter who got the credit. We work together as a team. So that's what I learned. We were fortunate enough to retire from Hy-Vee, and then this opportunity came up. And the reason we are doing this is because we want to help other people. We want to stop the divisiveness in our state politics, and we can do it. We can do that. And here are some key things, and Patty, we didn't even talk before, but she knows exactly. Our budget is big enough. We have plenty of money in this state. We need to spend it differently, and we need to spend the money differently for people, okay? First of all, fully funding education, period. We need to look at teachers' pay, especially in these rural areas to boot. How are you going to get the teachers in the future if you lock them into just a cost of living raise? We need to work on that pay. We need to work on good jobs, okay? Good quality jobs, apprenticeships, just like I grew up with. There are opportunities, okay? But we have to have money and training for people that they can switch jobs mid-career. There's all kinds of jobs out there. They say we don't have the people to fill them. We have to go out after them and bring them in this state. Number three, we have to work on health care. No longer can we not care for the people that are less fortunate than we are. That's who we are. We take care of each other. That's what Iowa is. Number four, we have to work on mental health and substance abuse. We're not taking care of people in this state. We have plenty of money. We have to allocate it properly. So with that, I told you a little bit about, I think at the last I said, who do we have to be to get there? Okay, I promise you, and I can make some promises, if I get elected to this state house, I'll walk in there with integrity, and I'll care about everybody that's in that building. I don't care if you are the janitor or you are the chairman of the board. It doesn't make any difference to me. I'll work together. I will bring a beacon of optimism to the state capitol to work together to get things done. Colin Powell, I love to read. I wish Christy Vilsack was here because she always asks me, what are you reading, Kenneth? I read a book with Colin Powell, and the one quote that he has that I'll never forget is, perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. And I think that's what this state needs. And we need people that'll work together and get these things done. So I have to say thank you for being here. It means so very much to me, more than you will ever know. Thank you for your contributions. Please sign up to volunteer. There'll be opportunities. Okay, I'm not going to drive you crazy working every week like I do Kathy. There will be opportunities, but we have to stay organized. So jump on the website and sign up to volunteer. There'll be opportunities. And I'll make this one promise to you. We will have fun doing it. And I'm going to credit John Judge for that. My cousin John Judge talked to me several times about running. And I told him, John, I don't want to run. I'm going to go to Florida and retire. I don't know if that made a good sense or not, but this is what I'm doing. So, and I said, John, he said, there's a lot of fun to be had. I think it was your Uncle Pat. And Uncle Pat said, we still have a lot of fun to be had. So if you volunteer, if you sign up, and we're going to go to every door in this district, I promise. So thank you for being here. It means more to me than you'll ever know. So enjoy the fellowship. I'll be around. Nobody's leaving until I shake their hand. I'll tell you that right now. Thank you.
You betcha. You met this guy over here?